No.
And trust me, I know how it feels to be kicked to the curb and they cover it up like a turd in the sandbox. We don't. That never happened.
How about that?
Where's the statues to Don Cherry? Where's the iconic video segments and roll to? It was like out the door, done with Don Cherry. That's what happened to him, and it's wrong. Who's going to stand up for Canada?
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, well, that was fun. Good morning, Canada. Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the RP Show. It's game day. For those that are watching, you see I got my Houston Texans pullover on here right now. NFL season kicks off tonight. We're going to be spending a lot of time on that. What'd I say, Darren? Nobody does football like us.
That's right.
We got the best insiders here. We got some exciting news coming down the pipe for you folks. And but it's still hockey season, believe it or not. So we're going to dabble in both today. Vegas Golden Knights insider Gary Lawless is going to be joining us from Summerlin, Nevada, as we get ready for Game 3 of the NHL's Western Conference Final. Gary coming up in Hour 1. Canada's foremost NFL insider, Jim Lang, is going to be with us. An esteemed post-media columnist, Rob Vanstone, will be with us. And fitness guru, I might add. You good today?
I'm great.
Is you rubbing sleep out of your eyes?
No, just had something in there.
Okay.
Not you, sleep. Of course not.
You tend to that, and I'll get to the Quick 6 show topics. All right, Director Jordan? Let's do it. Number one, as I mentioned, it is NFL season kickoff tonight. The Houston Texans at the Kansas City Chiefs. I just spent a minute on that. What do you expect? It's a 6:20 p.m. Mountain kickoff at NBC. There's been no preseason games for any NFL teams. I think it's going to be a little sloppy. I've heard predictions of scores and so forth. The Chiefs are favored by 9, the defending Super Bowl champions. What do you expect tonight?
That's a big spread.
Yes, it is.
Big spread. And I would think that's pretty accurate. I don't know that Houston's got... They took a step back in terms of the team on paper.
But, you bet they did.
But you never know until they get on the field, and that always changes things. And Deshaun Watson's, you know, a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. But, I'm expecting it to be a little sloppy. I'm expecting it to take, as Craig Smith told us yesterday, you know, 3 to 4 weeks of the preseason within the season this year. And but, man, I can't wait for kickoff tonight.
A big curiosity factor going into the NFL lid lifter tonight. And by the way, I'm not a Texans fan. I just bought this when we hosted a sports trip down there last year. I think Bill O'Brien, this is it for him, the coach and GM of the Houston Texans. They got to do something this year or he's going to be out the door. They're still probably going to get mollywopped tonight, but it's made for must-see TV.
Oh, yeah.
I think. And here's the other thing that I don't get. The misinformation continues. There's a story running at rodpeterson.com right now from the Associated Press that says there will be 17,000 fans in Arrowhead Stadium tonight, representing 25% capacity. And yet I'm listening to Sirius XM NFL radio on the way in here today, and they say the only NFL stadium that will have fans is Jacksonville with 25% capacity. Two totally different things I've heard in the last hour.
Right.
So I guess we'll find out when we tune it on tonight.
That's the biggest thing for me is, you know, what's that going to look like? How's that going to be portrayed on the broadcast? Is that 25% going to be dispersed, you know, evenly throughout the stadium? Will they pipe in some more crowd noise? I don't know. But if I know one thing, the NFL will do it as good as they can.
Sure. But I'm just saying, is it fans or is it not fans?
Yeah.
Who's right? We'll find out when we turn it on.
Yeah.
Point two. The Raptors are going to Game 7 against the Boston Celtics. They beat Boston in double overtime, 125-122, yesterday, Wednesday. I asked you if you were going to watch. I didn't because I was at a political fundraiser last night. Didn't see any of it. Sounded great, though. Mm-hmm. Did you catch some of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kyle Lowry is the Raptors. And, I mean, the outpouring of support that he's had on social media, people are calling him the greatest Raptor of all time. That's Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, Kawhi Leonard, you know, that Kyle Lowry is the greatest Raptor ever, and he might be. And they're doing all this without Pascal Siakam, which really hasn't been the same guy that we know through the regular season. But what a finish. What a game. The Raptors find a way after a big dud in game 5. It was pretty
special. That's the thing. Viewer Paul Bernstrom writes in here to our morning coffee session, and he says, no offense, guys, but I don't give a rat's arse about the NFL. Way too many extremely high-paid boys playing a damn game. Well, I would say, Paul, it's your loss. And that's the case with a lot of the major sports. So if you feel bad for people being overpaid in sports, you're not going to be watching much sports. I would suggest. But this, again, this season, this series has been up and down like a toilet seat for the Raptors, as I said yesterday. But I see Natasha Stanishevsky, our good friend from TSN, saying that Kyle Lowry's the greatest Raptor ever. I'll never forget sitting in Vegas by Ray Elgart's pool. We're having a cocktail, mine a Shirley Temple. And he said, you know, there's a lot of this is the best ever these days. People just get caught up in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe Kyle Lowry's the greatest Raptor ever. But let's see. Let's see how it all plays out.
See how Maybe it all plays out when he's now the guy moving forward. Can he get them out of this series and deeper into the playoffs?
Point three, the Yankees spanked the Blue Jays 7-2. So things continue to shift in the American League East. Are we in the stretch drive yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We have to be.
It is September. It must be.
Yeah, exactly.
Point four. Can't believe it took until the fourth point to get to last night's Stanley Cup playoff game. I got to be honest with you. It was very anticlimactic. It was tied all game, the Lightning and the Islanders, and then, boop, 8.9 seconds left. Tampa Bay scores, and the game's over. I was all settling in for overtime.
I know.
I was planning what I was going to do in the intermission. More snacks, go to the bathroom. I was back from the political fundraiser in time to watch that, and I just found it anticlimactic.
Right. I know. You just you get excited. You just concede that it's going to overtime, and you start planning the rest of your night, and away you go. But, man, it wasn't anticlimactic for John Cooper. Do you see him on the bench with the fist pump?
I love John Cooper. He's a former Notre Dame Hound. My brother was in the same class with him.
Isn't that awesome? I love
John Cooper.
Are like that.
Oh, yeah. Show some emotion.
Yeah.
I was in Tampa Bay in Amalie Arena at a morning skate with the Lightning, and I walked up to John Cooper. We were seated in the same row, and I said, hey, John, you know Reed Peterson? He just looked at me like I was crazy. That's my brother. He goes, I went to school with him at Notre Dame, grade 10. Can you believe that?
Small world.
Small hockey is a small world.
Oh, yeah.
Robbie Burns checks in. Good morning, guys, from Brown Social House. Love that place. Hey, Rob, appreciate you saying hi here in our morning coffee. Don McNeil writing in from Southern Ontario, and he says, Kawhi is the greatest professional team sport player in Toronto history. It's not a long list. And it's a good thing he pointed out Toronto, because I was going to say, Mark Messier! But he said Toronto. Is Mess not the greatest leader of all time?
Oh, yeah.
I know he's a little before your time.
No, but that's a consensus in the hockey world that he's one of the, if not the...
I'm talking sports.
Top leader in sports. Oh, yeah.
Clark tells me in the ear that Mark Messier has an award named after him. What award is it? Is it an NHL award?
Leadership award, right?
In the NHL? Well, there you go. Kawhi Leonard, whatever. Kawhi's won NBA championships with the Spurs, the Raptors, and maybe this year with the Clippers. And I'm not going to argue with you, Lumpy. That was his nickname when he lived out here. But again, who else in Toronto sports history would be the best team player?
Gilmore, Wendell Clark?
Who didn't win squad?
No, but that's the thing. They didn't win.
Blue Jays.
You got to go way back.
All somewhat me first guys, and I've gotten to know a lot of them, but that's sort of the baseball thing.
Yeah.
It's not a long list.
And I wasn't around before, right, when the Leafs were winning. To know, right? Those, some of those guys.
Can we put the comment up from Norway? We got Trent watching from Norway. We're at 6.08 p.m. Norway calling. May the Raptors beat the Celtics. With the Stanley Cup playoffs, it could be Vegas Islanders in the final. May the Blue Jays come back and that Graham Dillette do well on the PGA Tour. Stay well, everyone. Yeah, Weber's Graham Dillette's in the field. They're teeing off today, actually. Thanks for the reminder.
Remind me, I was just looking at that and I was watching the monitor. That will be your bobblehead, I think.
Which?
Waving the Norway flag.
I'm all for it.
I can see it.
I'm all for it. I got a lot of things to get to here. Let's go. Point five, LA Rams cornerback Jalen Ramsey. He's the most highest paid as a defensive player or corner of all time. 5 years, $105 million. At least at the position. Maybe defensive back. It's a lot of money for Jalen Ramsey, who I know is good. But is he that good? And we've got our NFL insider coming up later on, Jim Lang. And I got to know this. Jalen Ramsey asked for his trade out of Jacksonville. You'd know the Jags wouldn't want to trade him if he's that good. Why does everybody want out of Jacksonville? Because I read a story this morning with Doug Marrone, their head coach, saying they're going to surprise this year. Because you're going to finish second last instead of dead last? Why would everybody? We got to get John Chick on the phone. former Jaguar, and he lives there.
Yeah.
I got to get to the bottom of this. What's going on in Jacksonville?
Because it's Florida. You've told me you love the place.
No, I've never been. It's on my bucket list.
Okay, so you've never been to Jacksonville, but how could you not want to, you know, live in Florida and play football? And I don't know. Teams had a lot of good players over the years.
Something's not adding up.
Something's not adding up.
Chris Bird watching in Toronto on Game Plus television. He says, best Toronto pro athlete ever, Michael Pinball Clemens. Boom. But Chris, you're missing the point. He said best Toronto team player. And I would put Pinball up for that too. But that's not what the category is here. Not the best Toronto athlete, because you'd get there's a fight for that.
Oh yeah.
We're saying best Toronto team player. Kawhi was only there 1 year. That's not a team guy that leaves after a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's not.
Not really.
Gary Lawless is ready, so I'm going to speed it up. Point six, what's next for the CFL? I won't take Gary down that garden path, but the guy wrote in yesterday, Ken in Saskatoon, said, are we going to be the next NLL or CEBL? And he's saying with low wages. And I don't think it has to be that. TSN's contract with the CFL covers the entire payroll. The salaries don't really need to change. So I can get down on that discussion. And Gary, think about it for a second. If you want to weigh in on that, I'm sure you've spent not much time on where the CFL is going business-wise, but I don't think the salaries really need to change, necessarily.
Yeah, I don't either.
Rock star of the day yesterday was Amanda Ruler, LFL alum, motivational speaker. And I just want to finish with this. How much time we got left in this segment, guys? They're talking to each other. Okay, we got some time here. I heard from an internal organs doctor yesterday at University Hospital. Was talking about coronavirus and the severity of this guy's dealing with people dying every day from the virus. And I didn't speak with him. I spoke with somebody close to him. Said if it was up to him, everything would be locked down. This thing's a monster. Had a lot of interesting meetings yesterday. So that's that perspective on coronavirus. I think we can all agree that it is serious for a certain percentage of people. But as the guy I was chatting with said, but that's his perspective. You got over here the business owner that's losing everything, losing his business that he's worked his whole life for and laying off employees. He doesn't really care so much about there. He's worried about his own house that's on fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, in this province, and for the most part, the Canadian federal government, they're right down the middle. You don't really have the health people screaming so crazy because they're pretty happy with the controls. A lot of the business people are reasonably happy because the economy is humming. Not everybody's doing well, but some are doing better than before.
Yeah.
And the government's right down the middle. And I'm not going to go any further on my take on it because I said my piece last week. People are still talking about it. I'm not going to sit there and hammer on it. I got people asking me to sign petitions to speed up phase five. And this, I'm not going to be the voice of that movement. I'm pro-business. It doesn't make me a bad person. And I'm pro-sport. There's so much going on that's very nasty that nobody knows about. And I'm not going to sit here and hammer on the government every day to open things up and let's get playing again. I'm not going to be that guy. I'll stick up for those people in sports. But this show isn't going to be about that. It's a morning coffee discussion. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to just say that, right? I think that the government is doing the best that they can. And actually, that's the way I'm going to end it on all this, at least for today, because I might change tomorrow. But I'm just going to sit back, follow the controls, and let the leaders do their job. It's what I've been doing for 7 months. I've been following the rules. But if I would like to say that I would like to see sports sped up a little bit, don't at me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because there's a lot of people hurting that you people don't even know.
I know. Just like the doctors, when you talk about they want to save every life.
It's not feasible.
That's their job. It's not feasible, but that's their job. And for the government, it's to look out for all Canadians, the whole, you know, every person.
Right.
So that includes the doctors, that includes the sick, that includes the vulnerable, but it also includes the healthy and the businesses.
It's a tough job.
Super tough job.
Gary Lawless coming up next. We'll preview Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Playoff West Final. This has been the warm-up, and we'll be right back. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Download the app today.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is NFL kickoff tonight, 6:20 p.m. Mountain. Houston Texans at Kansas City Chiefs, but we're going to be talking NHL here. And by the way, our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question is, who is the NHL's GM of the year? The finalists were announced this morning. The winner will be announced on Saturday. The options are Tampa Bay's Julien Brisebois, the Islanders' Lou Lamoriello, and the Dallas Stars' Jim Neal. And I'll tell you what, running away with it. Darren, what does it say on the Facebook there?
71% Lamoriello.
Is running away with it.
Yeah, 21% Brisebois.
And on Twitter, 75% saying sweet Lou Lamoriello, the New York Islanders. So I would be shocked if the NHL voters, the media, and other coaches that vote on this see it differently. But let's bring in Gary Lawless now, Vegas Golden Knights insider on a big day of Game 3. How you doing, Gary?
How is Kelly McCrimmon not on that list?
I'm glad you went there, because I was going to ask you that. Make a case for him. Let's hear it.
Well, you have to go back to the previous offseason. He sheds a ton of cap. He signs Mark Stone at the trade deadline to a big deal, and then he's got to make room for it. Trades Halla, trades Colin Miller, you know, really reshapes his roster, brings in Nick Waugh, acquires Chandler Stephenson for a fifth-round pick, fires Gerard Gallant, then at the trade deadline goes and gets Martinez, Cousins, and Robin Lehner, who's only been the best goalie or one of the top two goalies in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I don't think anybody did as much to their roster as Kelly McCrimmon did to his.
And they might be the last one playing in the end of all those teams. Now, having said that, the Islanders and the Lightning are still going. But let me ask you this. You must be one of the voters on this, aren't you?
No, I get to, I'm a broadcaster. I get to vote for the Jack Adams.
So this is the writers?
You know, I think it's the GMs themselves that vote for this, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Brian Burke came up with this award. I think it's the GMs that vote for it.
Well, I like it. I've long thought the CFL should have a GM of the year, too, and that's a topic for another day. But if Lamoriello, Brisebois, nil, who would you vote for?
Well, Jim Neal went through some pretty serious rocky trouble there in the decision to fire Jim Montgomery. That's a lot of upheaval for that organization. Brisebois, you know, think of who he added. Coleman, Gaudreau, Maroon really changed that team. You know, they lost in they won 62 games a year ago and then lost in the first round. Steve Yzerman leaves. You know, a lot of upheaval there. I think Brisebois would be my choice out of that group.
Yes. Well, Jim Neal hired Monty too, so there's that. Yep. I just want to do a shout out. Will Spell is watching guys in Amarillo, Texas on Game Plus TV. So howdy, Will. Thanks for saying hey. He's obviously
Amarillo by morning.
Yeah, I love it. Greatest country song ever, voted as such by the King.
Really? I didn't know that. We got to go to George Strait. We got to sit in. Shane Knighty arranged this. It was Dennis Bayak. It was his 29th birthday. We'll leave it at that. And he came to Vegas to see us, and we had Bill Foley's bunker suite. So it's behind the bench and comes out right where the bench is, and for that show the stage came right out. And you know, he goes and he plays all, he's got a circle, a rotunda, and yep. he came and he played Amarillo by Morning right in front of us, and Dennis and his beautiful wife Bev, they were absolutely in heaven. That was a great night.
Yeah. Well, that's George. He wants to appeal to everybody. I've been in his fan club since I was 12 years old, Gary. That's the truth. I'm still card.
I didn't know that.
Still card really? Carrying. Yeah, I'm a big George fan. So, let's just talk about Game 3. The Knights had Game 2 in control throughout. Game 1, they did not. What do we expect tonight?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, a series is all about counterpunching, right? And, you know, Vegas really didn't have it in Game 1. The one thing that was interesting, though, they didn't give Dallas very much offense. They didn't give them very much opportunity. So it'll be interesting to see if Dallas can swing back as well for this game. That's the big storyline for me going into this one.
Well, did you not think that I love the coaching matchup, of course, and I just feel like Peter DeBoer really figured Dallas out somewhat, if you will, with the game plan in Game 2. I think coaching is huge this time of year. In Game 7, it comes down to the players. But did you not see a distinct change in strategy from Game 1 to 2 for the Golden Knights?
Well, defensively, Vegas didn't give Dallas anything in Game 1, and they didn't give them anything in Game 2 until, you know, basically until Dallas pulled their goalie with around 5 minutes left. So I think DeBoer is happy with that area of his game. He really changed his lines for Game 2. He moved a ton of people around into different positions, and that seemed to really spark the offense. The other thing is that, you know, there's all this talk about Vegas not having any offense. Well, they had generated a ton of shots against the Canucks, just couldn't beat Thatcher Demko for whatever reason. And then, obviously, they solved Hudobin in Game 2. So, DeBoer's got the advantage of having those two goalies, being able to play Fleury in Game 1, allowed Leonard to come back and be really rested for Game 2, whereas Bonus, you know, he's redlining with Hudobin right now, and that's a lot of pressure and a lot of physical wear and tear the way they're playing the schedule right now.
Oh, no kidding. You're right. But you're right. The Golden Knights have the offense. We all know that. People just don't see him enough out here. Like, Alex Tuck is going to be a household name by the time this is said and done. But hey, we had Grapes on Tuesday, and he got into the Fleury-Leonard thing. He couldn't believe what the agent put out with this. He couldn't believe it. He laughed about it, actually. How much
it's an interesting decision by by the agent. And we all know Alan Walsh is really passionate about his clients. The difference is Alan's view, by nature, any agent's view, is about the player. And that's it. The coach's view is about the team. It's about winning. The agent wants individual success for his player. So the player can sign a bigger contract, make more money, and the agents are paid by percentage. So the larger the contract for the player, the larger the percentage for the agent. So there's, you know, it's just they're diametrically opposed. What's good for the team isn't necessarily always good for certain individuals. And that obviously is, was a, you know, Pete DeBoer wants to win the Stanley Cup, and he doesn't care which player has the most minutes at the end of it, so long as the mix was the right mix and got him to win games.
Of course, and nor should he. But do you think it's a good thing that the Knights have been away in the bubble and not have to really deal with much of a distraction with this any more than it is? You see the report came out that now supposedly the Knights talking with Robin Lehner on a long-term extension. Is it a good thing that they're not at home having to deal with what could potentially be a major circus here?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's been good for them in terms of they've focused on hockey. I'll be honest with you. Like, this just isn't much of a story. Like, you know, you, like, if you went and talked to the players about it today, they'd be like, that was 3 weeks ago. Like, come on. That's old news. And I spoke with Robin Lehner at length for a story that we're going to run in the next couple of days on GoldenKnights.com. And he talked about his relationship with Marc-Andre Fleury and said, you know, Flower couldn't be better. He's treated me like a friend, like a teammate. After every period, he comes and speaks to me. I think it's much ado about nothing.
Yeah, but you can also see why it's as big a story as it is. And I've heard nothing but great things about Flair.
For sure. It's big time juicy, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. There's blood on the sword. There's blood on the sword.
Yeah, and it's like, not going to... Yeah.
I was in Manitoba that weekend, and Flute was driving to Grand Forks to fly back to Vegas the next day on the Sunday. My phone blew up. Like, it was like, lots of media members, colleagues of mine from when I worked in the media side, they wanted to hear, you know, my perspective, et cetera, et cetera. But mostly they just wanted to talk about it and how, like, no one had ever seen anything like that.
You explained it well, though, Gary. The agent's out for the player. The coach is out for the team. Why hasn't anybody else said that? I guess that's why you're the guy that you are. And I don't know if you got any more on this series. Can we talk about Tampa Bay and the Islanders with Tampa up 2-0?
Yeah.
Watched
that game last night. Shane Knighty and Dave Gosher came over to my place, and the three of us watched the game together. That's been interesting for us because we haven't been traveling, and you know, normally when you're at home, your team's playing, so you're at the rink. And when you're on the road, maybe you're out for dinner or whatever, but you don't have quite as much of a focus on the other games. And we've been able to watch. I'm ashamed to say, my wife and daughter they've been in Manitoba. My daughter is doing distance education from the cottage for just another week here. So I've been able to watch almost like every period of every game, and that series got ugly last night. It was chippy. It was heavy. I won't be surprised if Killorn gets a game. Tampa, you really have to look at them, and that's why I think Brisebois, like the ads he made to that team, they're not interested in anything but a Stanley Cup, and they didn't wilt last night. They lost. They were down to 10 forwards by the end of it, or 9 forwards, because Point was in and out, and Killorn was thrown out. They only started with 11. There was lots of reasons for them to kind of let that one go. They hung in and hung in and got the win with under 8 seconds left. That might be a backbreaker for the Islanders. And Barry Trotz has got some work to do.
I think so, but the hockey's been outstanding, as you say, and the games have been great. And what people, if you've been through these playoff wars, as each round goes on, it gets harder. You're facing better teams, so it doesn't get easier, right? And that's why, yeah, we just had an absolute thrill watching it. Well, Graves, by the way, didn't think Ryan Reeves should have been suspended a game. What did you think on the hit in Game 7 against Vancouver?
Well, in Graves' era, that was a clean check for sure. But it's not a clean check anymore, right? You know, okay. Again, we were watching with Shane Knighty last night, and we watched one fight, and Matt Martin and Luke Shen fought, and Shane was pretty impressed with how well Luke handled himself. And then we were talking about this and that, and then we ended up talking about Mike Keane for some reason. And I think we were talking about pound for pound, legitimately tough guys, and Mike for his size. Mike was undersized, but boy, was he a tough customer. And Shane said, you know, first time I played Mike in the NHL, he hit me against the glass, elbow in the back of my head, smashed my head into the glass, and, you know, I got a concussion. And Shane said, you know, like, that was clean hit at that time. That was normal. That was finishing your check, establishing the forecheck. The game has changed so much where a lot of those things that, you know, the lens that Grapes would look through is not the same lens as George Parros and Damian Echeverra and Patrick Burke look at through the NHL Department of Player Safety in New York City.
I gotcha. Yeah. JR is watching in Cranbrook. He says, if you think it was a clean check, then you need glasses. LOL. But you're a Canucks fan. I thought we were putting the whistle away in the playoffs. It's a Stanley Cup, for God's sakes. It's round two. That's my, and by the way, Shane Knighty was round three. Well, it was against Vancouver, but
Knighty
wasn't that tough. You can tell him I said that. He was afraid to break this, right? Like, take a punch. So be a,
are you
go
out
ahead.
Of your mind?
I called his games in PA.
He almost lost an eye. His nose had to be reconstructed recently. Jan paid the price for his 11 years in the NHL.
Oh, I know. And he's got a Stanley Cup ring to prove it. And I love the guy. We go back to PA, as you know. Last one. On that junior front, read your column on NHL.com. You dug up every stone. You interviewed Bobby Lowe's on the Wheat Kings being sold by Kelly McCrimmon. It's, I don't know what to say, man. That's an earthquake in the WHL that Kelly McCrimmon has sold the Wheat Kings. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know that league better than me, better really than most people, I think. I don't think there was a better operator than Kelly in the Western Hockey League. And I don't think there was a more important figure on the board. Like there's a commissioner, but I don't know how many decisions those commissioners made without running it across Kelly McCrimmon's desk over the years. Played a huge role in the competition committee. And Brandon, that's a tough franchise to run, and he ran it profitably and competitively for a long, long time. You know, that franchise is built on Manitoba guys. Not like there's no one from kids from Calgary and Edmonton and Vancouver that are going to play in the Western League. Ray Ferraro is the one that stands out, but those kids don't go to Brandon to play. The winner, those long bus rides, that's a tough place. Just the Saskatchewan franchises are the same. They're built on Saskatchewan guys, right? So you have a limited scope, and I think. Yeah, Kelly did a wonderful job for a long time. But he explained this to me a while ago when he was going through the process, phoned me to kind of tell me a little bit about what was going on, and just basically said, with COVID, running a Western Hockey League franchise is going to require someone to really have both hands on the wheel. And he'd been doing it with, you know, letting Rick Dillabaugh and Darren Ritchie and Dave Lowry really run things, and he, you know, Kelly kind of keeping an eye on thing and, you know, acting as a consultant more than anything else. That's not he didn't believe that that's the way it could be operated for the next couple of years, and that made the timing right. I know this wasn't easy for him, and I also think the fact that they got an owner that is in Brandon, extremely well healed, there's no chance of this franchise being sold and packed up for another market. This is a guy that lives and earns his money in a family that lives and earns their money in Brandon. It's the Wheat Kings aren't going anywhere, and he's gonna want to be successful. And I think that's really important. The guy that owns the franchise, if he's got to walk down the street and see the people that he sells the tickets and the sponsorships to, that's accountability.
Oh, absolutely. But my brother and I were talking about this. We're kind of sad to see Kelly go, as Pats fans were not, for obvious reasons. Nobody won more games than the Wheat Kings in this division the last decade, and Kelly's been there since the 80s. But, you know, it's in your story. He bought 25% of the team from Plummer, bought all of it over time, and we just don't like to see family-run teams leave, because that's what the WHL was built on. Now, Jared Jacobson's family's taken it over, but Kelly, that was the old-school way. So it's kind of sad to see it, you know, a guy leave like that. You know what I mean?
One of the questions that didn't make one of the answers that didn't make the story was Kelly still owns the farm in Saskatchewan. The farm in Plenty is still, in Kelly and Brad's family's name. And this was like selling a family farm for him. It had a very similar feeling to in that respect for Kelly. So and he said, I asked my daughter, I asked my son, and I asked my wife, like, if one of us had said no, we wouldn't have sold it. All four of us had to be on board with making this decision, and everyone was at peace with it.
Great work on that story, and I get the farm analogy. Gary, thanks, always great. Any quick thought on the CFL, or did you say enough last time?
No, I haven't said enough. I actually got scolded by Kelly the other day, because when the CFL let Brody Lawson go, I said that it was extremely short-sighted and a mistake. And really, I don't know where the leadership is taking this league right now. And I read somebody on 3 Down Nation wrote a story yesterday, an interview with Bob Young, where Bob sort of said, you people really don't understand the numbers and the economics. With all due respect, Bob, the 9 guys that run the CFL are not the only people that understand a P&L sheet on the planet, okay? And if it's so complicated, show us. Because really, the league isn't yours. You may own the franchise. The league belongs to Canadian fans, to the people. And if you're going to bring it back, you're going to have to do a hell of a sell job to those people. I'll be honest with you, Rod, and a lot of people have told me I'm crazy, that it'll be back. I'm really worried about the future of the CFL. You have to be. They're not playing football right now. So, and they're gutting their front office. I think Randy Ambrosi made some terrible mistakes when he let Glenn Johnson and Christina Litz go just off the top. I don't understand why we necessarily need a former player to be the commissioner. That to me is, I know Randy ran some good businesses in his time between being a player and being a commissioner. Hasn't done much of a job as commissioner of the CFL from my perspective. He's handled the low-hanging fruit, but the real tough stuff hasn't solved Vancouver. Expansion now is in Halifax is mothballed, and then the handling of COVID. And listen, I get it, right? This is a pandemic. This has shuttered a lot of businesses. This has made this is not a fastball down the middle. Okay, this is the toughest pitch you'd ever face, but swing and a miss, big time.
Oh, awesome. I could go on. We got to talk outside the show, Gary. But thanks for this, because we got to roll. Good luck tonight, my friend. You know we'll be watching, and we're reading all your stuff. Keep it up.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Vegas Golden Knights insider Gary Lawless. We'll be right back. He's dropped some bombs there. We're going to talk about all of it when we come back. It's the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network, around the world on Facebook Live and Listen Live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live, Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals, video production, event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. Just before the sports update, I want to get this comment in from BC. Phil Kershaw, former chairman of the CFL Board of Governors, former president of the teams in Saskatchewan and Ottawa, writes and he says, Gary Lawless brought the heat on the CFL. Wow, hard to argue. Watching in BC on Game Plus on TELUS, big time show. Thank you, Phil. I would agree. Clearly a very astute man right there.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny. I told you I had the call with the play-by-play voice of the Rice Owls where Mike coaches,
yes.
Right? And you got the sweater.
That's Phil's son, yeah.
Yeah, and everything else. And we're talking about, you know, what he can do to create a show. And he stumbled upon the show, but had no idea we went down to Houston and we're so close with Mike now and had the whole Rice deal. And he thought that was
the really radio cool. Guy at Rice.
Yeah. But I had no idea we were there and down there. And
I'm wild. Like,
I thought that's how he found us.
Wild.
No. Just a fan of the show.
Sports update. It may have taken some extra time, but the Raptors gritted out a thrilling 125-122 double overtime victory against the Boston Celtics Wednesday night. Toronto's victory, even the best of seven second round series. Game seven goes Friday with the winner facing the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. They're referring to the Miami Heat now as America's team, just so you know.
Okay.
In Miami.
Jimmy Butler.
Nikita Kucherov scored with 8.8 seconds to go to give the Tampa Bay Lightning a 2-1 win over the Islanders Wednesday. The win puts the Bolts up 2-0 in the Eastern Final. Vegas takes on Dallas in Game 3 of the West Final tonight. That series is 1-1. Boston's Bruce Cassidy has been named the NHL's Coach of the Year, beating out Columbus's John Tortorella and Philadelphia's Alain Vigneault. And the Atlanta Braves set a franchise record for runs in a game Wednesday, and they needed only 6 innings to set the mark. Atlanta scored 11 runs in the second inning and kept adding to the total before taking a 29-9 win. 29-9 win over the Miami Marlins. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays saw their 3-game win streak snapped with a 7-2 loss to the Yankees. Derek Fisher, D-Fish, hit a 2-run homer in a losing cause in the second inning. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. I mentioned the NHL Coach of the Year is Bruce Cassidy. The GM of the Year finalists were announced this morning, and they'll award the winner on Saturday. They are Julian Brisebois of Tampa Bay, Lou Lamoriello of the Islanders, and Jim Neal of the Dallas Stars. And it was interesting what Gary Lawless just said that, sorry, my cousin's writing in from Medicine Hat. Good morning from Medicine Hat. Thrilled to get a Game 7. Go Raptors. That's for my cousin Christine in Medicine Hat. I never knew she was such a big basketballer, but I think she played. Anyways, back on point. Squirrel here. I shouldn't look at that. That Brian Burke was behind the GM of the Year award, that's awesome. And the other GMs are voting on it?
Yeah.
I've been trying for years to have a GM of the Year in the Canadian Football League. And it's just, McFly, hello! Something to jazz it up.
I know.
I mean, if we want to go down this CFL road here, I love the league so much. Sometimes it probably looks like I don't. But it's gotten so darn stale. And we talked at the end of the show yesterday about these ads that I'm seeing on SportsCenter to put your name on the fan base. It doesn't make me want to go donate $350 plus tax to put my name on a stand for a trophy. And I just, what's been new? You tell me. Because you're just as much a big a fan of the CFL as I am. What's been new the last 20 years?
I know. No, I know.
Other than a new team in Ottawa, I guess, and some new stadiums. But that's got nothing to do with the current regime. And by the way, I mentioned I was at a political fundraiser last night, and obviously there were some movers and shakers there. And this is a CFL town, okay? It's almost saddening to me to see the people turning hard on Randy Ambrosi. People that were really in his corner at the start are turning on him. And I'm not necessarily saying that's Randy's fault. That's what people do in pro football and actually pro sports. They turn on you, especially when you need support. I don't know where I am on Randy Ambrosi, but Gary just threw gas on him.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Didn't light him on fire, but he threw gas on him.
You're right. And people are turning. And it's like, you got my support as long as I get what I want. The moment you take away things from me, football, the games, I'm done with you. So you got me while times are good, but when times get tough, you don't got my support anymore. That's what it tells me, right? That's when you really know who's in your corner. When things are going badly, who's got your back, right? And who's supporting you and who's not. But yeah, you can see it turning for sure. I think he's got to be given a little bit of rope to get them out of this now, because there's a plan to obviously not play. Let's hear what the plan is for the spring. And how they're going to get fans back in the stadium. Because at this point, there's no excuse to not be ready to go in June with a plan for fans in the stadiums. Even if it's 25% or 50%, you better be watching the NFL. You better be meeting with the commissioners. You better be meeting with the owners down there to figure out, what are you doing? How has it worked? What would you do differently? Because we're going to do this in June. They have to.
So it's a good rant, and I feel that the CFL's probably doing something, but we don't see what it is. They're just not visible. And we sit here every day and talk about them, and that's great. And we do have team staff on and so forth. And I don't really even care anymore. Randy, do what you want. Bob Young, the great comments from Gary Lawless about Bob Young, who actually I'm a huge fan of. I didn't read the article at 3 Down, but Bob's intimating that CFL fans don't understand CFL business. Maybe, but tell us what you're battling here. These guys are just silent. They're not doing anything. They're just getting dummied. They're like a mannequin on the road. Get up!
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you want? You guys have run this into the ground. Do you know sign language for that?
Not for that, no. I know very
run
basic.
Run into the ground. I don't know what it is. But you guys are so smart. And you're not playing, and it looks terrible. Listen, hang on. We got him going in the viewer takeover. They got comments, okay, our viewers? Just saying about this. It's NFL season kickoff. We're the only national television show live talking sports today in the whole country. Want to prove it? Text me now. I'll read it. Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Put a 306 in front of that, 840-8777. We're live now across Canada, plus in 21 states on Altus Cable in the U.S. Let's get it going.
Let's do it.
Can we make a little noise here?
Hey, hey.
As Happy Gilmore said, viewer takeover coming up next. It's the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, it's the always popular viewer takeover segment. Well, we've got to talk about the 161st Queen's Plate running on Saturday, 3:41 p.m. Mountain on Saturday on CTV. Brian Williams will be hosting it. You just Googled the cheat sheet.
Oh,
we picked our horse. Do we want to say which horse it is? Or is that a secret? I don't know.
Well,
on the Dark Horse app.
Yeah.
You can't start betting just yet.
No, I haven't picked mine yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay,
well,
I got mine.
I got to look through, do a little more homework.
Mine is Belichick, because can you cheat in horse racing? He will.
30-1.
Belichick, that's my horse.
Yeah. Sweeping hard. That might be.
Come on, listen to these names.
Kurt Myers.
Bring him.
Marvelo. I don't know where that comes from. Some of these are just, you know, True Believe. Holyfield, 30-1 coming in.
Sounds tough.
Six starts, one win, and one third place. So it's all on here. I Googled it. Halo again, $227,000 in career earnings. That's pretty good. Glorious Tribute. The list goes on.
So yeah, I saw one of our P1s, one of our regular viewers, Todd Pinckney, won over $80 on the Dark Horse app last night.
Whoa.
I don't know if you saw that. He put it on his Instagram. So folks are downloading it. They're playing it, and they're having a blast.
Dotted Line is 8 starts, 3 wins.
Don't bet on Dark. On what's the name?
Dotted Line.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't sign on the Dotted Line. Dark Horse. Download it now. Get $30 in your account using the promo code DHROD. Dark Horse, available on Android, Apple, and playdarkhorse.com. Viewer takeover from Judy McLeod. She says, the silence by the league and owners and the CFL is what's killing fans right now. If you have a plan, say something. The silence is making it worse. To the NFL, Chris in Toronto says, Buffalo Bills are looking the best they have ever looked in 20 years. And Tom Brady's out of their division. Any predictions on their success this season? I will predict the Patriots will still finish ahead of the Bills, but the Bills will make the playoffs. But with Cam Newton and a motivated Cam Newton, I think the Patriots are going to be better than we all think. And I don't like saying it because I don't like them.
I do too. McDermott in Buffalo, he's made the playoffs 2 of the 3 years he's been there. He's really, you know, they've really had a resurgence in Buffalo. The defense is, you know, world class. But yeah, it's hard to think that the Patriots will be knocked off.
We had mentioned earlier who's the best team leader in Toronto sports history and sports history, period. And I said Mark Messier in sports history. Tanner writes in, Prairie Mobile text line. He says, hey, as a Vancouver Canucks fan, that's a no to Messier. Now, we all have those years that we don't want to talk about in our lives. Don't
we?
Yeah. I know I do.
Nobody talks about Gretzky's leadership in St. Louis.
No. Like, or their playoff success.
Not saying he was bad, but they just don't remember that.
Leonard writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says they are turning on the CFL commissioner because they see the NFL season starting and the CFL was a no-show, and they blame the CFL commissioner. Well, at least we're talking about the CFL. I guess it's not necessarily popular, but I'm talking about business guys that I was with last night that know Randy Ambrosi personally. And it's just the people that were on Randy Ambrosi's side, some of which had a role in getting Randy into that role, are turning on Randy Ambrosi. And that is some scary stuff. But guess what? I've also seen it firsthand in pro sports for a long time. Like you said, when the chips are down, where's your friends? That's kind of what Randy Ambrosi's dealing with right now. He's finding out who his friends are.
Oh, yeah. Real quick.
And the CFL owners, they continue to just trot him out there. Somebody mentioned the talk in front of the House of Commons. I got some intel on that. Maybe we'll roll on that next hour.
Good idea.
How Randy, again, was the sacrificial lamb there. And we'll read the comment from Armando in Mexico, because we got a roll. And we don't have time to read it here. Big thank you to Gary Lawless. Coming up in Hour 2, Jim Lang, our NFL insider on NFL kickoff night. Houston at KC tonight. And Rob Vanstone, too, from Post Media. For the rest of you, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain on Game Plus. So I punched him.
Of course you did.
Yeah. I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating, proudly serving Regina and area since 1978. Updating and improving your air conditioning system does not need to be difficult. You can breathe easy with our 100% satisfaction guarantee, flexible financing options, and maintenance programs. We will be with you throughout the process from start to finish. Contact us today so we can help you breathe a little easier. 306-781-2090.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. No further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. DirectWest is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with DirectWest, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of DirectWest to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with DirectWest for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.